Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Andrew White. And Andrew, it looks like a lot of people are waking up to snow this morning all across the state. What can you tell us about the snow that's fallen so far?
Yeah, so snow's moved in already across the portions of northern Indiana, and it's arriving in the Indianapolis area, or will be shortly, right around sunrise or so. We're expecting that to continue through the morning before it kind of begins to warm up as we get into the afternoon and rain starts to mix in a little bit.
Okay, and how long is this supposed to continue?
This will pretty much be wrapped up by the late afternoon hours as it exits the state.
Okay, and then it looks like much colder weather is heading in starting, what, Tuesday night, it looks like?
Yeah, so Tuesday night's kind of when we're expecting some of the coldest air of the winter so far. For across the state, we're expecting lows to be near zero across the northern portions of the state and into the single digits across the south. But the bigger story may be the wind chills being close to minus 10 to minus 15 in spots.
And how long is that supposed to continue?
So really, it's going to be pretty brief. We're expecting temperatures on Wednesday to rise back up into the near 20 or so, but temperatures will be back up above freezing by Thursday into Friday.
You mentioned some of the coldest temperatures of the winter so far. Do you think this will be the coldest lows we'll be seeing along with those wind chills?
Yeah, I think for what we've seen so far, I think that's where we're going to be. I think the coldest we've been so far this winter has been 3 degrees, and that's kind of what the forecast low is right now, with sub-zero temperatures possible in areas north of Lafayette.
All right, and then what's the rest of the week looking like?
So we'll be a little bit warmer as we get into Friday and Saturday with some small chances for maybe some rain or snow, and then we kind of look to continue to warm up a little bit as we get into early next week. We may see temperatures in the 40s by Sunday.
And what are some things that you would like to advise people on when it comes to being out with the wind chills being as low as they're about to be?
Yeah, so if you're going to be heading out the door, Wednesday morning, we definitely want you to be bundled up. When we get temperatures near zero, you can quickly get frostbite if you're outside too long, especially when you get those gustier winds.
Okay. Any other threats to be aware of, like freezing rain, sleet, anything like that?
No, we're not really expecting anything else other than the rain and snow today and then the cold weather on Tuesday night.
Okay, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just that snow amounts generally today are going to be fairly light across the Indianapolis area, less than a half inch most likely. The higher amounts are going to be across north central Indiana where we could see, amounts close to 1 inch or so. But overall, not too much unless you get well up into north central Indiana or northern Indiana with lake effect, snow will be a little bit higher.
All right. Thanks a lot, Andrew. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.